Virginia is a real indicator of which way the political winds are going to blow come the November election. It's going to be up to you. Come on out and help pick the next president.
Well, that's what Hillary hopes anyway as she campaigns in West Virginia. She has a 20 to 40 point lead, John, over Barack Obama, which is enormous. But the race is energizing new voters, as we've seen all across the country. This entire race has energized new voters, particularly high school and college students across the state of West Virginia, just as it did nearly 50 years ago in the Kennedy versus Humphrey race. Rod Snyder is the president of the West Virginia Young Democrats. And Rod, all year in every state, we've seen records broken and a level of enthusiasm among young voters we haven't seen before. What's got the young folks in West Virginia all jazzed up?
Well, the young voters are extremely excited about today. As you said, it's been a long, long time since West Virginia has been able to be part of the nominating process in any meaningful way. And we're seeing, I think we're definitely going to break records today with turnout among young voters. We're also seeing a lot of new mobilization for our organization, a lot of new local clubs of the Young Democrats springing up all across the state, particularly in high schools. It's great to see the 18-year-olds who are getting to vote for the first time actually excited about it.
And let me ask you this, though. At the end of the day, there's so many who believe that ultimately what happens in West Virginia really isn't relevant in the long term. Are voters feeling that? Or is there discussion about where the race is and whether or not handing Hillary Clinton a victory really matters at this point?
No, I don't think you can convince the voters here today that it doesn't matter. I mean, the buzz and enthusiasm is quite high. It's just, even though we're one of the late states, I think the fact that we actually have had Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both in the state several times over the past week or two has meant a lot to the people here. Usually we don't see anybody until closer to October or November, and so, regardless of what the delegate count is right now, people are quite excited.
In other states, we've seen a lot of young people supporting Barack Obama. Is that the case there in West Virginia? When you look at these polls, it certainly seems that the vast majority of voters there are backing Hillary Clinton.
I would say that the same trend is happening here amongst young voters. I think you see a lot of young voters supporting Barack Obama. It might not be as heavily tilted as some other states across the country, but certainly in just some anecdotal straw polls and meetings and things that I've collected, especially the high school and college students, you're seeing a lot of support for Barack Obama. Our organization runs up to age 35, and so some of the older young professionals are probably a little more split than you would see elsewhere. That's kind of my anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to note here the proportion of West Virginia's population older than 65 is the second highest in the nation, trailing only Florida. So, Rod Snyder, I understand you're going to go vote soon.
I am going to be, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm heading over to the polls in about 10 minutes. And, I'm 28. This is definitely not my first election, but I am probably as excited today as I have been any other time I've gone out to vote.
Who are you voting for, dude?
I am absolutely not saying.
Come on.
Rod Snyder, president of the West Virginia Young Democrats. All the best to you.
Thank you.